thank the Lord for saving me October 12th. Before I say anything, I want to say that the girl that I'm getting to tell you about is not the girl that you see right now.
Praise God.
God totally changed my life, and I just thank Him for everything He's done. Back when I was 7 years old, I had made a profession, and I wasn't under conviction, but the Lord was revealing to me that I was lost. And I went down to the altar, but I didn't see Jesus. I didn't see Christ, and that's why I couldn't get saved, because I didn't see how Jesus died for me. I was just scared, and I knew that I was going to hell, but I didn't know why. And so from then on, God kept working in my heart. But the day that I made that profession, I never read my Bible or prayed or anything. I don't remember God ever speaking to me or even really thinking about God. But when I got on up into high school and middle school and high school, I would be one of those kids, you know, who would make fun of the Lord and make fun of those kids who believed in the Lord. And I remember my Bible teacher, he gave us all a paper that had devotions on it that he wanted us to read, because he said we needed to start reading our Bible. And I remember we was going to our lockers, and there was a girl in my class, and she looked at me and she said, "You dropped your paper." And I remember picking it up and balling it up and just throwing it across the room, because I didn't believe in God. I did not believe in Him. And I always blamed Him from that point. I blamed Him for everything in my life. And it just got worse and worse. And then we was going to pray for the new year, the first time that our church has ever went. And when we was down there, when I got out of the vehicle, God's power hit me like a ton of bricks. And I knew He was there, and I was scared. And I just thought, when we got into that church, I just thought that God wanted me to surrender my life. I didn't know really what He wanted, but I had heard, you know, preachers saying that God wants you to surrender after you get saved. And I thought I had gotten saved. And but when I got in that church, I knelt down between the two pews, and I just closed my eyes and I said, "Lord, I need You to help me." But right then I started accusing God in my mind and saying, you know, "God, are You even real? Are You even real?" And then right then it's like something hit me like a ton of bricks, and it's like I almost fell backwards, and I screamed out in fear, and I was terrified and I was trembling. And there was a boy sitting like two pews in front of me, and he jumped. He got scared so bad he had to go sit in another pew. But that day when I was 14 years old, I believed that those religious demons come inside of me and hit me. That's what hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was so terrified, and I didn't know what to do. But I thought that was just what God done to let somebody surrender to Him. I didn't know. I didn't know how to ask anybody. And from then on, my lifestyle even changed. I got real religious, and I tried to work my way. I tried to work for my salvation, and you know, I tried to pray all the time and read my Bible, but I was so empty inside. I was trying to fill that emptiness with, you know, good things, but I just wasn't saved. And I was always that good girl. You know, I was always here in church, and I was, you know, I prayed, I testified, I sang, I played the piano, you know. And, but the whole time I was so empty, and there was always this dark silence. When I would go to pray, it's like I can never reach God. It's like I never knew He was there. But the whole time, looking back, I never seen Jesus. He wasn't even real to me. He was like some fictional character for little kids. It was like, you know, I didn't realize that Jesus died for me. I didn't understand that that's what the whole salvation plan was Him, you know, in His blood. I didn't realize that. It never clicked in my mind. But in the past 2 years, God started letting me see that my righteousness was really filthy rags. And instead of being that good girl that was going to send me to hell, He let me see how bad I really was. He let me see the sinner that I really was and what it cost Christ, you know, His precious blood. And He just dealt with me, and I felt the weight of sin and guilt. And I didn't know why. I thought I was saved. But then we went to, last Christmas, we went back to that prayer place to pray in the new year again. And God started showing me right then that I was lost and that I didn't have Him. And so what Satan done there, he meant for evil, but then God turned it all around and showed me for good that, you know, I needed Him. He started showing me my spiritual condition and my need for Him. And so I started questioning. I didn't know what it was for God to chastise His child. I didn't know that. I never understood. I didn't know how it felt or anything. I just thought that, you know, if I had done something wrong, then my parents getting on to me, that would be God chastising me. I didn't understand that. And I didn't grasp the whole concept of salvation. And so I remember, you know, I told my pastor, you know, I didn't want to sing any more in church. And I didn't want to do anything. I just stopped reading my Bible and praying, because I thought if I was really saved, I would get under conviction for it. And I didn't at all. I started putting God out of the equation and anything. And then that's where I felt like I belonged. That's where I felt like I fit in, was with the world. And right then I knew that something was wrong. But it still didn't click in my mind that I was lost. I mean, I thought that I might be, but I didn't know for sure. I had so much confusion and all this in my mind. And then about a couple months ago, I left because I kept, from then on, I started getting real bad, and things that I was doing, I was being, like, I was acting like a sinner. And one day I left from a prayer meeting never to come back, I thought. I didn't want to come back. I knew I had to get away. I felt like I had to get away because God was just so real here, and I couldn't deal with that anymore. It was too powerful for me to deal with, and I was so miserable. And then the day that I did leave is when the demons started manifesting themselves a whole lot in my life and to me. And I would look in the mirror and I would ask myself, "Who are you?" I didn't even know who I was, but I knew what was inside of me. I wasn't that person that was inside of me. But I didn't know how to help myself, and I didn't know how to tell people. I didn't want them to think I was crazy and all this stuff. It was just such a mind battle, and I was so confused. And, you know, I could hear them laughing at me. I could hear them in my mind. They would sit there laughing at me. I was so scared. I was so confused. And I was torn between two worlds. Like, God would deal with me, and then those demons would just lash out. And I blamed God. And I said so many things to God. It's a wonder that I'm not even dead right now. Oh, I just hurt Him so bad. And I hurt the hearts of the people who loved me the most to pray for me. That was the only thing keeping my soul out of hell. And I could feel those people that I knew were praying for me. I could look at them when I come in here. And I'd feel that demon inside of me looking at them with pure hatred. And in my heart, I didn't mean it. I loved them and I wanted their prayers. But the demon inside of me, it didn't. And all I could do was have hatred. I was so miserable. I would sit in church, and when any preacher would preach, I was so controlled by them that I wouldn't daydream, or I wouldn't think about what I was going to do after church or tomorrow. I would totally leave my mind. Everything would go dark. I wouldn't know anything that they were saying. I don't even remember what happened. I don't even know. I don't know what they preached about or nothing. I would totally leave, but I'd always come back at invitation. They tormented me night and day. I was scared to go to sleep. I was miserable. I didn't even want to get out of my bed in the morning. When I started to go to college, you know, I would be in a math class, an English class, it didn't matter. But they would always say something about how God is really not God. How He doesn't exist. And there was so much persuasion on them that I believed them. I believed them. I remember standing in my room telling God I didn't believe Him. I would throw things. I would have these awful, angry problems. And I had these things where the doctor thought they were seizures, but I would go into these fits where I would draw up like a fetal position and clench my mouth as hard as I could because these demons inside of me were just acting out. And it made it look like a health issue, but it wasn't. And I didn't know what to do. God had so much mercy on me. Y'all just don't even know how much mercy He had on me. Y'all just don't even know the grace that He had on me. And I don't even really know how to thank Him. I want to. I want to love Him like I'm supposed to because He did so much for me. Oh. He drove all that darkness out. Oh, He filled me with His light. He gave me so much peace. Oh, God, thank You, Lord. Oh. That Sunday morning, I got up out of my bed and I knew something was going to happen. But before this October meeting anyway, a couple months back, I thought that I had to leave because I knew something was going to happen in this meeting. I just didn't know what, and I was afraid of it. And so with everything in me, I tried to leave. I tried to run away. We even went to the beach, and I thought about just leaving the place we were staying and walking and just never coming back. I thought about going to the ocean and just drowning myself because I didn't know. I didn't know what to do. I was so miserable. But that Sunday morning, I knew something was going to happen. And He got me to asking Him to help me. Instead of running from Him, I wanted Him. I wanted all this peace that everybody was talking about. And I wanted all this joy that everybody was talking about. And that Sunday morning, I was sitting in the pew. I had already come up. Pastor Daniel said, "If you want mercy, get down to this altar." And I wanted mercy, of course, so I come down here, but I was coming as, "Lord, I need You to help me," not, "Lord, I'm lost." I come down here 2 times. The second time I come down here, still nothing happened. When I got up, I was so miserable, more miserable than I felt than when I got down. And Brother Seth asked me, he called me over there too, and he asked me, he said, have you ever had a day in your life where the Lord has changed your life permanently? And when he said permanently, I knew I had never had permanent change, because I'd always come down the altar trying to do better, and I was so sick of myself. I hated it. I tried to be that righteous girl and that church girl, but it just didn't work. I was trying to live up like a Christian without Christ. And it was all works, and I was such a failure, and I looked like a failure in front of everybody, because I'd go right back to the same mess that I was in. But I didn't have any power over sin. But that morning, I was crying out inside. I wanted to tell Seth that, no, I'm lost, but I couldn't admit it. I could not admit that I was lost. And it's not that I didn't want to, because I was screaming it out inside. I just couldn't. And he told me, he said, well, if you don't know, then you're lost. And I knew I was. But I was just still waiting. I just still wanted that confirmation that I knew that I was. And so I went back to my seat, and the pastor got up. He said, you can't come to this altar as a backsliding Christian. You have to come as a hellbound sinner. And right then God said, go, you're lost. And that was what I had been waiting for. I'd been waiting for him to tell me that in that split second for all this time. He told me what I had wanted to hear from him. And I was not letting him go this time. I was not leaving here without him. I didn't care who was here. I didn't care who knew that I sang or played or testified or prayed or taught Bible school. I didn't care anymore. I just needed to find a way to the Lord. And then suddenly my feet felt like they were 500 pounds each. I felt like I was totally paralyzed, and I couldn't even move. I couldn't even move my arms. And I said, right then, Lord, you're going to have to help me. And before I knew it, before I blinked my eyes, I was down here at the altar. And I know he picked me up, and he carried me down here and set me on the altar. Because he wanted me so bad. Oh, thank God. He had love that wouldn't let me go. And then when I got down here, I was praying, or trying to pray. But all I could say was, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I couldn't say that I was lost. And I couldn't say Jesus' name. And Seth and Pastor Daniel come down here to pray with me. And they told me, they said, you know, Chancellor, you're going to have to cry out to God. But I couldn't. I couldn't even say anything. And for a moment, everything went dark. I mean, just blackness. I couldn't see anything. It's like I didn't even know where I was for a moment. And I remember Seth saying, can you hear me? And so bad inside, I was just screaming out. I just wanted somebody to help me. And then right then, they kept saying, say Jesus is Lord, say Jesus is Lord, but I couldn't say it. I couldn't even say Jesus. I couldn't say nothing. And then right then, Pastor Daniel started praying that God would loose my tongue and that those demons would come out of me. And when he did, they did. They came out of me and I just collapsed. But before they did, I just started shaking inside. I thought I was going to throw up. Like I was going to start convulsing. I didn't know what to do. But when they come out, I just collapsed to the floor. But God's light, and I mean, it just flooded inside of me. I've never felt anything like that in my life. It was so peaceful. I had been in torment this whole time, and he gave me all that peace. And then right then, I said, Jesus is Lord, and I asked him to save me. That's all I could say was, Jesus, save me, Jesus, save me. And he did. When I lifted my head, all this peace just flooded in my soul. And I felt that guilt and that condemnation. It was gone. I just felt so free and new. And I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even know what to do with myself. And when I looked up, Satan told me, he said, you didn't trust Jesus. I just put my head back down because I wasn't leaving until I got it. Until I knew that I got it. And Seth came over there to me like he knew. God had told him, I know. And he said, Jansley, you have to trust God with your soul. You have to trust Christ with your soul. And right then I said, God, I trust you. Jesus, I trust you. I trust you. And right then I lifted my head and I knew that he had saved me. I knew it. He just spoke peace to my heart. Everything was different. When I left here, even the outside, it just looked different. The trees looked different. The sky looked different. I was looking through his eyes. All that darkness was gone. I just thank him for what he's done. He's been so good to me. I just pray that he'll let me really thank him like I want to and show me how, because I truly owe him my life for everything he's done. And I know the devil don't like this because he's tormented me all day. He's told me that I'm a fool for letting anybody know that I didn't have anything. He told me that I was a fool. He told me I made an embarrassment of my pastor and my church for getting up here and singing and then not have anything. But I thank God that he was more worried, he would care more about my soul than me getting up here. Oh God, I thank him. I thank him for Jesus. I thank him that I can trust Jesus.